Hello, and thank you for joining us at the Digital Dinner Table for the Virtual Leftovers podcast. I'm Kate Arsenal.
Dead Cookies.
Uxter.
Matt Mad.
It may be a little echoey in here right now. That's because we're trying a new room in the house and seeing how it works out. Eventually, we'll get soundproofing, but for now, let's move on to the theme of the night, which is Million Dollars, But... which is the first card. All there is. Million Dollars, But. Let's see what we get for answers.
Anything in nerddom this week?
Couple things. I can't remember. My mind is frazzled tonight, so.
Yeah, don't really remember much of what I shared all week either.
There we go. I had a couple interesting things.
Dead Cookies put in.
We'll get into it next week, though.
Tonight's
is kind of more chill. I think it'll probably be another mini guest, which I think that's probably why last week's was so successful, is because it was shorter. I don't think we've quite reached the fan base where we can do the hour-long segments. Maybe.
Jeez.
It's just... Uggster's phone vibrates in the background. Alrighty. So, $1 million, but a cyborg is sent from the future to terminate you.
Oh.
$1 million, but...
it'll be back.
You're powered solely by mayonnaise. $1 million, but all of the clothes you have on, including undergarments, are made of duct tape.
Uncomfortable.
So let's see.
You could fold.
Get terminated.
It could be folded around where it's not sticking.
I mean, I suppose. It could work. But that's one option. But also,
get terminated.
Like, yeah, you could also be getting hunted and killed. Only.
Are you eating mayonnaise or rubbing
it? You're powered solely by mayonnaise. So
are you rubbing it?
The only source of energy is
mayonnaise. It's not saying that's the only thing you can eat or anything. That's just what powers you. You have to have that. So you could probably like put it on a sandwich or something.
Yeah.
No, it would have to be a lot.
Yeah, just, if you want to have energy, you've got to have mayonnaise.
So, I mean, that's not a. So far, there's workarounds for these two.
Yeah.
The cyborg sent from the future to terminate you doesn't really have a...
when. Like, is there a time you have to wait till? Or can you spend all the $1 million?
Well, of course you can spend all the $1 million. What does that have to do with anything?
Well, about getting terminated. Is there a...
no. Anyway, I think it's probably just... as soon as you get the $1 million, it's coming for you.
Like, as soon as you have it in your hand, there's Terminator.
It may not show up where you're at.
But it will show up somewhere.
And
Terminator's coming for you.
Where's Connor?
Right. So, I think...
where's Connor Weston?
I think the one here with the easiest workaround where it's like... there's not as many issues coming from it. It's probably the powered by mayonnaise.
That would be me.
That was the duct tape. All right.
And so we're just going to go around and around, or we're just going to keep bouncing back and forth between whoever wins to do the next round?
Probably the win. No.
Let's just go around.
I think that'd be kind of unfair.
So
should we wait for Uxter to get
we
back?
We should.
Alright, we'll wait for Uxter. So, in other words, I'm trying to think. I don't know if we talked about this last week, but Amazon Prime replied to people wanting to ban Good Omens. Yeah, get Good Omens removed from Netflix. Amazon has promised to remove Stranger Things from Amazon Prime.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Amazon has promised to remove the Netflix original Stranger Things from Amazon Prime.
Yep.
Hopefully that'll appease the 20,000
religious
wackadoos.
They corrected the petition and relaunched it.
Oh.
Even acknowledging that they screwed up the first time. Got the wrong streaming service.
Yeah.
So my brother has just passed the part where the Cinnamon came into Lucifer.
Oh, nice. All right.
So he has that feeling about the lieutenant. I can't tell him.
Hmm. Yeah, Pierce was always an issue on Lucifer for me.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, it's like, something fell off about him. I kind of figured he might have been Kane from the get-go. It was just kind of like, he's awfully carefree about him. I didn't know he was Kane.
I just knew something was wrong with him.
Where's Mr. Man as far as
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I haven't heard any updates from him on that. But now that he's not down here, though, we can still talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Eve.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. I'm not sure where they're going to go with that one.
Yeah.
But I also want to point out that, like, this is the last season. We're only getting 10 more episodes, and that's it.
Yeah.
So,
this is the end.
They have a lot to wrap up with 10 episodes. I mean, even Supernatural, this coming up on their last season, they've got like 24 episodes to work with. So they got a lot of time to wrap shit up.
Yeah, and hopefully they don't do a whole bunch of filler episodes.
What's going on?
We never know. Because
I mean, they've
like, had, you know, major story arc shit going on, and they've still thrown in filler episodes here and there.
Yeah, but usually when it's like a zombie apocalypse, the filler episodes aren't as frequent. But like with this kind of apocalypse, I don't know, there's not really a whole lot of filler that can be done. Like, literally everything has to be involving what's going on. It's almost impossible not to. It's literally the actual Armageddon.
They'll find a way.
I guess.
Script God.
They always find a way.
Hey. Guy's not writing the script anymore. He's done.
So, we got some more news on that Justin Bieber.
Did we?
He accepted the challenge.
Tom Cruise accepted the fight, huh?
Tom Cruise accepted the fight.
Yeah, if yeah, again, we're in a basement right now, so one, the echoes, two, the walking around, you're going to hear a lot of that. Mm-hmm. But, going back to the conversation, if this happens, if Justin Bieber fights Tom Cruise, Justin Bieber is going to get obliterated.
Mm-hmm.
Make whatever jokes about Tom Cruise you want. He's crazy, he's got some weird tooth thing. Dude is in his 50s and can beat your ass. He's not
afraid to.
Yeah. There's a lot of noises tonight, and we just want to apologize ahead of time.
There's the baby. Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, which is why Alex is not in the room right now.
Well, I mean, he's not going to miss much, so...
We're going to have to move on.
$1 million. Yep. All right, one person and a $2 million, but Hitler's mustache appears on your upper lip. All right, $1 million, but you run at full speed every time you need to walk. That's fine. Who's that? Yeah, I'm going with that.
That's some lazy bullshit.
I mean, hey.
You're up, man.
Well, I guess. Yep. Since he isn't back yet. Hey, I actually have a scenario.
Nice. Oh,
sweet.
$1 million, but whenever you use the bathroom away from home.
Oh, unhappy babies.
That means to stop pinching that baby. Babies don't like to be pinched.
And there's the cats.
Yay, fun. It's going to be one of those great podcasts.
Yep. It's a good thing we're going to make this another mini-cast. Because...
Good thing. Alrighty. $1 million, but whenever you use the bathroom away from home, you are placed on the FBI's most wanted list. $1 million, but whenever you have to use the bathroom away from home. You must pick a fight with a child and lose.
And no, that's why more. You're on the FBI.
They're connected. It's a story.
It's just a story, man. Wow, Mattman, picking a fight with a child in a bathroom.
I'm going to go with the FBI's most wanted list.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow. He sold it for me. Cade sold mine.
You guys suck.
Go right ahead.
$1 million, but whenever you stand in a line, or for our British audience, Q.
Wasn't Q the villain on Star Trek The Next Generation?
Oh, my God. Wah, wah.
Wow. That would be dangerous in line.
Yeah. All right. $1 million, but whenever
you should start randomly pulling cards out of...
Just putting them in there.
Yeah. Or just grab, one of his cards. Or just grab like a couple, like what we were doing last night. Just leave his alone.
Oh, okay.
Just grab like a couple of randos.
All right. $1 million, but whenever you stand in a line...
Yes, that's what we ended up doing last night.
When spaghetti comes out of your mouth. $1 million, but whenever you stand in the line, you get handcuffed to the nearest stop sign, and it's up to you to escape. $1 million, but whenever you stand in the line, you have to find the nearest child and tell them a horrible lie about their family.
Well, depending on the line, that one could be quite easy.
Yeah, who am I telling horrible things to a child to? Yeah, you. He knows the way to my heart.
It was last night, it was game night at our
house. I saw that, I was like, this is Cade.
Yep.
All right.
We were playing Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah.
And because there was only five of us, we just, instead of, you know, having to choose four, we just grabbed two random ones out of the multiple draw piles, mixed them in, so that way there's, you know, extra ones to pick from, so that way, you know, you just had to remember what your answer was.
Yeah.
And it was close a couple of times that the, random ones almost won a couple of times.
Oh, I mean, I've been there. Alrighty, $1 million, but every time a celebrity dies, what happens? Thank you. Thank you. And would someone pick from the pile?
Or two?
No, we're getting two. Alright.
Remember your answers, guys. $1 million, but every time a celebrity dies, you can only communicate through interpretive dance.
All right. Yeah, that's your interpretive dance.
Yep. Every time a celebrity dies, a felon with a life sentence for violent crime is released from prison.
Alrighty then.
So one was just released then? For the bounty hunter's wife?
Dog the bounty hunter's wife, Beth?
Yeah, what is that? Yeah, she died.
She died. She was a celebrity.
Right, right.
So it means a felon was just released.
Oh, gotcha. No.
But
Yeah, alright, I got that.
Alright.
That's fucked up and disturbing. I know. Joke about that.
So what you're saying is too soon?
Yeah, Connor, that's the very definition of too soon.
Too soon. Alright. Every time a celebrity dies, you're given a memory of a major life event that never actually happened.
Oh, so you had their memory. You're psychic.
Yeah.
So hold on. You get $1 million and superpowers? What the fuck? Yeah?
Every time a celebrity dies, you get $1 million, but you gotta do your taxes.
No!
Alright, who's interpretive dance?
Fuck you! Fuck you guys! This is bullshit!
Which one was yours? Don't you dare say taxes.
No.
Okay.
Mine was the psychic.
Oh. Mine was you were trying to write for that one.
Alright. $1 million, but Whenever you enter a building you've never been in before.
Pit. That one. Good choice. Thank you, my man. Good choice.
And since we're currently short a player still, having these randos, maybe add four randoms until he comes back.
Probably
like two or three. Alrighty. Sure.
We'll have it three randoms, and then right when he comes back, we'll...
Down to two.
Hmm. Mix these up, so I don't know which one's which is which. Alrighty, whenever you enter a building you've never been in for $1 million, your skin grows horrible boils.
Oh,
alrighty.
Okay, I'm never going into any building ever.
Unless you've been in it before.
Yes.
Which could suck. Well, no, because once you've gotten $1 million, you're in the building already.
Yeah. All right, moving on, Batman.
But technically, you're still just getting into the building.
But you haven't gotten $1 million yet.
Right. But it's still a new building to you.
As soon as you get the $1 million, do you start? Okay, moving on.
$1 million, but whenever you enter a building you've never been in before, you have to convince someone to switch underwear with you, then wear them.
That seems like it'd be kind of difficult.
Be kind of gross.
Mm-hmm. Well, gross, yeah, but I also just don't know.
What happens if some, person you're trying to switch with...
I am never going to a gas station on a road trip ever again.
Alrighty. $1 million, but...
$1 million, but whenever you enter a building you've never been in before, you have a machete attached to your hand.
Ouch. Hey, it doesn't say you have to use it.
No, but you're definitely getting some cops called.
Yeah.
You're not gonna... You can never go to a new bank.
Never again.
Or hell, even to a store.
Not to a new store.
$1 million, but whenever you enter a building you've never been in before, you rip off your shirt and swing it above your head while yelling, "Woo!"
All right.
Woo! See, the lucky thing about you is you usually wear a t-shirt and an overshirt. It doesn't say you have to have more than one shirt.
Is this the Oddster?
We finally get the return of Oddster.
We finally get him.
Sorry.
Whenever you enter a building you've never been in before.
Sorry.
You wake up in an empty grave.
Oh. Wow. Hmm. Wow. It's all right. You and me are tied for last right now, Oxford.
Oh.
You haven't even been here to play, and you're still tied for last.
Best butt.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to get a baby asleep.
No worries. Yeah,
it works better if you quit pinching it.
That's why I keep telling her. I was like, jeez. What was that earlier? She was pinching babies.
Well, damn.
You wake up in an empty grave? Is that you?
No.
Well, yes, you were the shirt.
Yes.
And that's what I thought.
It's bullshit.
But I liked the grave one better.
Why?
Wasn't mine. So, put that just back in the pile.
$1 million, but whenever you absentmindedly stare... That's it. $1 million, but whenever you absentmindedly stare, blank.
Yes, we've been adding extra random ones into the thing to help make it more of a challenge. Every time you randomly stare...
So far, so where are we sending that on points, guys?
I have two.
Three.
Batman's winning. And the Dead have one.
Yeah. Do they?
Yeah. The random's got one.
Alright.
I'll just leave the deck.
The deck's getting is winning more than I am. That's great. All right, million dollars. But whenever you ask a Miley stare, you must tattoo a teardrop on your face.
Oh.
Alrighty.
$1 million, but whenever you ask a Miley stare, all the world's electricity goes off and everyone knows it's your fault.
Don't you fucking stare.
What? $1 million, but whenever you ask a Miley stare, you become a full-blown mime for an hour.
Oh, shit. Ooh.
Jesus, that is a hell of a punishment. $1 million, but whenever you ask a Miley stare, your shoes get tied together. Or $1 million, but whenever you ask a Miley stare, you have to eat the last thing you touched.
Damn. Your phone or the cards.
What happens if you're the last person to go to the, you know, last thing
you have to eat is shorts.
You know, I think of all these, I'd be okay with being known as a huge dickhead.
Fuck.
Who gets the electricity shut off because of... Son of a bitch! Fucking Mattman!
I was the mime.
Yeah, there was no way I was going to choose that one.
Can you imagine if you absent-mindedly stared off into space while you're doing your mime shit and you got to do it for another hour?
Especially if you're right there at the end.
Buster!
Alright. $1 million, but every time you take an elevator. Alright. Cool.
There's one rando. There's the two randos.
There's nine, and now we're just waiting for...
Well, at least you're not waiting, just waiting for me,
right?
Yep.
Yeah, do something.
So, Uxer, where are you on Lucifer?
Almost at the end of season 3.
Okay, so. You guys take for fucking ever.
I'm done.
Try not to.
I was talking about him and his girlfriend.
Oh.
Try not to.
Well, take forever. I told you, just go ahead and watch it while she's gone and then act surprised.
But what's the last thing you remember?
I was just putting a couple of babies to sleep.
I was doing nothing.
I sure enjoyed watching, Abel beat the living shit, or well,
Kane.
Get the shit beat out of him. That was fun.
Oh, Kane, yes, not Kane. Abel.
Alright.
Oh, yeah, and then his brother Abel going splat.
Alrighty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a very fucked up moment.
Oh, no doubt.
Finally, patch up things with his brother and...
Splat. Back to hell.
Bye-bye!
Alright, anyway. These here are 5 cards. $1 million, but every time you take an elevator, you must give a hobo a foot massage. That's really fucking nice of you guys. Whoever that was.
That's you. This is every time you take an elevator.
Think how long that hobo's been on his feet.
Yeah, how long you're going to touch that feet in the elevator.
Yeah, because it doesn't...
I guess take a bottle of, or fucking a bucket of water with you everywhere. Yeah.
Just stay out of buildings with elevators.
Just a gallon jug of Germex.
I guess I'm taking a lot more stairs.
Yeah, pretty much.
Your head inflates to triple its normal size. That actually sounds like fun.
Can you imagine the elevator opening up and just a group of people just stop and see that?
You're just like...
Okay, question. Would it also be triple the strength?
Probably not.
No.
Damn.
It's probably actually weaker. It's probably lighter, too.
Well, so I'd imagine it's like almost inflating. Like, I mean, is it filling with, like, helium?
No, I don't know.
Is your actual... You know, the bones in your skull actually enlarging?
I think it's like just regular air. Like
probably just air.
So you're probably actually kind of sitting here like this.
Like a fucking balloon.
Pretty much. Yeah.
It's like...
Not a helium balloon. Just a regular balloon. So you're probably more like this.
Just like on the side of the elevator.
For anybody not noticing, we're just kind of like lazily throwing our heads around.
I think, yeah, alright. A parade spontaneously erupts around you.
Oh.
That could be
elevator.
That's pretty dangerous for an elevator.
It's pretty dangerous. Your anus prolapses. Yikes!
Whoa! Well,
that sounds
I don't want that million dollars.
That sounds kind of shitty.
Yeah, I would say.
Well then,
I don't want that $1 million.
Yeah, damn, you keep that $1 million. $1 million, bud. Every time you take an elevator, everyone in a half-mile vicinity wants to kick your ass.
Could you imagine if you get... If you
get in the elevator.
Club. And there's just a group full of people in it already.
And then you're just, like, going up. They open just a bunch of people waiting outside.
Just like some Captain America shit.
Just like a granny with a baseball bat. You picked the wrong...
I'm going after that granny. I want that baseball bat.
So, is that what you're picking?
Oh, yeah. Certainly.
Here's the 1 mile.
I'll break a granny's knee for a baseball bat. It's whatever.
Is that the card you're picking?
Yeah.
Oh. No.
I guess not.
Fuck it. Let's get down.
God damn it.
Get down.
What are you doing?
Half mile radius, no, everybody wants to fight
him. Who's that?
It wasn't me.
That was the deck.
Oh, no.
Put it back in.
Thought we had so much fun with the balloon.
We were getting there.
Oh, yeah, Kate?
Stupid.
All right. So this would be very bad for us, guys. $1 million, but every time you introduce yourself... What happens?
So, would our pins at work be considered introducing ourselves?
Yeah, no. No.
If they look at your pin to see what your name is?
No. But us picking up the phone and saying, Circle K, this is...
Some bitch, you gotta do that at least once a day.
Yeah.
Alright.
I already got.
Oh, you already got the two randos?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That guy needs to calm down.
But no, but us doing this. saying what we're. Our names in the beginning is introducing myself. Especially Kane.
We're not really introducing ourselves. We're introducing our characters.
Yes. I know, but it's ourselves in them.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. I don't know, I feel like there's some loophole there.
Because most of the people who are listening, Mattman,
still
know who we are.
I feel like that's a loophole.
Okay. $1 million. Yes. Every time you introduce yourself, every object says its name the entire time you use it.
Oh, God.
Lays.
Register. Every time you introduce yourself, your hair catches on fire.
Fuck that shit.
Well, what?
He'd be real. Well, Mike would be pretty lucky. He would
probably
have.
If it's
probably
just the hair on top of one's head, then you know,
probably
ugly hair should be safe.
I mean, or
but if it's any hair all over anywhere on your body,
it just says hair.
It does it say hair?
I mean, generally, if, you know, when people say hair, that's what they mean. It's the stuff on top of their head.
Yeah, I think it was that mean.
But still,
Mike would
but
still
this isn't
get
about.
Something.
But this isn't about Uxter.
No,
this is about
okay. Dead computers. Especially my butthole's hairy.
I apologize.
We're not checking that.
I
Every
apologize.
Every time you introduce yourself,
watch,
you
watch,
become
watch.
A little bit more like a rat goo.
I am the coon.
Trash panda.
That's a rabbit.
Yeah.
$1 million, but every time you introduce yourself, you become sexually attractive to random animals.
And poor crows outside.
Poor dogs through the window.
Whoa.
Those poor wiener dogs.
The little tiny teacup chihuahua.
Oh, no. All right.
Every time you introduce yourself, your least favorite teacher appears and give you a shitty message. Wow. I would not
also,
want that.
Hold on. Speaking of, just a little small tangent. I'm going to go ahead and vent some stuff that I've been holding in since the second grade. Fuck you, Mrs. Ellis. Okay. When I was in second grade, this fucking teacher...
That's going to make its way back to your teacher.
Oh, I hope it does, because fuck that bitch. When I was in second grade...
Sherwood?
Okay, yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Ellis in Sherwood Elementary School in Pendleton, Oregon. Fuck you. Anyways.
97801. Fuck you.
When I was in second grade, okay, I don't remember the technical
terms.
Yeah?
I didn't.
No? Anyways, when I was in second grade, we were talking about something. I can't remember what it was, but it was a plan for the next week. So I was like, so this upcoming Wednesday. And because it was currently Thursday, this Wednesday had already passed. So... she said, it's next Wednesday, Einstein. And then was just constantly kind of just rude to me throughout the entire school year. So, fuck you, Ms. Zealous. Anyways, back to the game.
So.
Yeah, just a little tangent I had just because I heard that. You know, you know what?
All
it was
of
just pent-up rage, and I had to get it off my chest.
I think I can do the every object says its name.
Go to hell!
Let me guess, you're the fire one?
No.
No? Are you the teacher one?
No. I was the coon.
You're the coon?
I was the coon.
Aquafina, Aquafina, Aquafina.
Alright, Batman. And then we're...
Alrighty.
And then we'll finally go back to it.
Go ahead and grab two randos. Alright. $1 million, but whenever you feel something soft...
Look at titties, bro. Titties. You're fucked, man.
All about them titties.
Every time you touch a pair of titties.
There we go.
Let's go ahead, Mr. Man here.
Alright. Alright. I got you.
Taking forever. Dum 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 dum.
I think mine would be very Batman. I can see him climbing. Alright.
Uxer is losing his shit right now.
Please say the card so we can know why Uxer's losing his shit.
$1 million, but whenever you feel something soft, the next time you speak to someone, you have to call them a cunt without explanation.
That's fucking fine.
That's all right.
I didn't say that'd be fine. Just fine.
You're
our,
a fucking cunt.
For any of our British listeners, I call people cunts all the time.
Oh,
as long as the next person I talk to is my mother, then I should be fine.
I mean, she probably would just say that to you.
No. Whenever you feel something soft,
that's the one way to go.
You have to tell your mother that her baby is ugly.
Speaking of mothers. All right, that's a decent segue. Okay,
$1 million, but whenever you feel something soft, you switch bodies with the person to your left.
So that's not much of a change for you.
No, I'm going this
you're
way.
You're a little to the left. Yeah, you are.
You're going to me, buddy.
That's a little bit better.
It's gonna suck for you to be walking around if you jump into my body, buddy. Run? Don't even think about it.
Burpees, motherfucker, burpees.
$1 million, but whenever you feel something soft, you must roam the streets, doling out vigilante justice.
Yes.
Justice.
Justice.
And whenever, $1 million, but whenever you feel something soft, Your car gets towed.
Oh, fuck. That would suck.
No, we're good. You got all these good ones in.
You know, we're good.
Yeah.
We're good. We don't. You two suckers are fucked.
Let's see.
Hey.
You know what? I think I'll go with calling someone a cunt.
Was that?
Yes.
Body switching one of yours? No. Well, ours didn't get picked.
Oh.
The cunt one.
Oh, yeah.
Now, fucking can
fuck you.
Alright.
Anyways.
How,
what are we doing?
You watched, Good Omens yet?
No, I'm doing that, this Saturday.
Is it back to me now since I'm on?
No.
No, yeah,
we're now just, we're going in.
Going around.
$1 million, but every time a photo is taken of you.
Just grab one. See it, so I know which. Okay. Well, that's fine. Oh yeah, that works. Works for me.
Alrighty then. $1 million, but every time a photo is taken of you, everyone else becomes invisible.
That's fine.
$1 million, but every time a photo is taken of you, an invincible snail begins slowly following you, and if it ever reaches you, you will die.
Hmm. Okay.
$1 million, but a random person has to spit a loogie in your mouth. $1 million, but every time a photo is taken of you, a cat grooms all of your orifices. $1 million, but
that whole problem taken care of, they're ugly.
Right?
$1 million, but every time a photo is taken of you, your clothes disappear.
Okay.
Sounds like that would go along with the cat grooming.
The invisible people.
Invincible snail. Who is the invincible snail? This is some bullshit, Matt. Destroying.
I don't necessarily think you would go for that one.
Out of all of those, the invincible snail was the most, all right, easy to deal with.
Invisible people, you know, does that mean you can't see them, but, you know, can they still see
each other? They can
still see
you. Can they see each other? That can cause some damage if they can't. Anyways,
okay,
cookies.
Are we gonna let this just go?
We'll just let it. It's not a mini cast anymore.
This is gonna be a full cast of $1 million. Every time you get an email.
Call it $1 million, but two. The revenge.
But too much revenge.
All right.
$1 million, butter.
Better?
Butter.
Butter?
Butter.
Butter.
Parquet.
Parquet.
Butter.
Parquet.
I can't believe it's not butter.
Every time you get an email, all of your passwords are shared with your sworn enemy and your a Russian hacker.
Alrighty then. I'm my own sworn enemy, so that's okay.
You swap places with a death row inmate for 20 minutes.
Awesome, thank you.
Oh, no, not 20 minutes.
Well, yeah, hold on, when's the 20 minutes?
But they're in your body.
Right, well, that's fine, but when's the 20 minutes?
Probably right before they're on death row.
Like 20 minutes before, or...
Okay, check this out. Nobody fucks with an inmate that's on death row, alright? Nobody. Reason being is because that motherfucker's gonna die. So you really think that motherfucker really gives a shit about your life? Absolutely not. And so nobody wants to fuck with that.
Yeah, and then when they're running around in your body, they're like, alright. Or people kill.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Every time you get an email, your heart breaks. and you feel super sad.
Ow.
Whoever the fuck said that hurt. That fucked you guys.
Pulling in the feelers.
Well, yeah. You must send a letter to a relative describing a past sexual encounter in details.
Okay.
Yeah, you're just cool with that?
I know relatives who won't even read. Oh.
Yeah, well, a lot of people don't read their emails, but that doesn't matter.
You have to sit on a chair covered in cats.
Looking back at your email record.
Poke your butthole. Now, here's the thing. Is it just any old email or an email to you from someone that you know?
Like, no, just spam, any email you get.
I think
just
email. Email.
Oh, God, spam.
Especially spam.
Yeah.
I don't know if spam mail counts. Spam mail doesn't even count for real life.
Email.
Yeah.
Spam mail doesn't even count in real life.
Every time. It's Oof. Email.
Spam.
I'm already there, so heartbreak.
Yeah, fucking finally.
Oh my God, you bastard.
Yeah, Kate Arsenal finally gets a point.
Hello. That's your turn. Black card.
I know.
Oh, you just... Gotcha.
Replenishing. Alright, $1 million, but... Whenever you wear... Hear a garbage truck. Does that count when I'm sleeping?
Well, because you don't. You hear
no matter what. Yeah, if I'm awake, I hear.
No, well, okay. Well, if you're awake, then that's different. But if you're sleeping.
When I'm sleeping, my body's still hearing it, yes?
Yes, but it's technically your body hearing it, not technically you. Your subconscious.
You have to be awake.
Wouldn't be the one probably. Here. I think you have to be awake.
You have to know. You have to register it.
Every time you hear a garbage truck.
So.
Okay. All right, I think that's all five cards.
All righty.
Let's get a little shuffle going on here.
Shuffle.
Mm-hmm. My dog's being an idiot upstairs.
Yes, he is.
Chasing kitties around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, $1 million, but every time, or whenever you hear a garbage truck, you disappear from a photo taken in the past. Sweet! I can erase myself from history.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll become a garbage truck driver.
Hell yeah. That's a buddy right there. $1 million, but whenever you hear a garbage truck, you must tell your significant other that you're cheating on them.
Fuck that.
Nope. Fuck that.
I'm out.
Jesus.
Mine wouldn't believe me. You'd be like, yeah, okay.
I would get killed.
Internet porn doesn't count.
Whenever you hear a garbage truck, you have to wear an unremovable chastity belt. God damn it.
Damn.
Fuck whoever the hell put that down there.
Dink. Dink, dink.
Right? Ow. A boner in clothing is fucking annoying enough. You know? A boner in a chastity belt? You can't even get that.
Alright, this is getting weird.
Okay.
You know. You know.
No, I hope I don't know.
$1 million, but whenever you hear a garbage truck, you grow an extra body part. I might have to wake up to the garbage truck every so often. Just to see what I get, you know? It's like,
hey, that might not be a bad thing.
It's like rolling a 20-sided die. It's like, come on, extra arm. Fuck.
Yeah.
But fuck, another ear?
But it grows out of your butt.
There's a finger in my butt?
$1 million, but whenever you hear a garbage truck, you send an unflattering naked photo of yourself to your newest acquaintance.
I don't think there's a fun.
I'm not going to meet any new people anymore.
No, I don't want to meet anymore. I quit my job. I quit.
Right.
Don't tell me who you are. I don't want to know.
I'll take $1 million with growing an extra body part.
See?
You're coming in hot for the
two in a row now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Alrighty, folks. $1 million, but whenever you speak to your parents.
Oh, fuck. Kate Arsenal thinks this is funny because it's ironic and fitting. All right. Dun dun dun. Dun dun dun. Uggster's taking forever.
Uggster's taking forever.
There we go.
There. I'm taking Uggster was.
Oh, yes, very entertaining.
It's kind of weird. There was an echo in the room for me.
Really? I didn't hear shit. All right. $1 million, but whenever you speak to your parents. You get the feeling that you didn't wipe your butt completely.
Already from the past, huh?
$1 million, but whenever you speak to your parents, flying monkeys appear and beat the shit out of you.
Well then.
Wow.
$1 million, but whenever you speak to your parents, you must watch a video of your parents participating in a threesome with a friend of yours.
Whoa!
Ow. So wait, are they showing you the video? Oh, that's fucked up.
Oh no.
Son.
Whether they're showing it to you or not, if you're talking to them over the phone,
you're seeing
a video of them having a threesome.
So you're gonna pop up with a freaking DVD and they're like,
check this shit out.
Son, we're concerned about this friend.
And it's gonna be a random person every fucking time.
Just one of your random friends. Doesn't matter which friend.
$1 million, but whenever you speak to your parents, you temporarily lose one of your 5 senses.
Whoa. Wow.
Okay, well, I'm going deaf. Whoa. I'm going blind. Smelly's not great. So I'm already losing most of mine.
And finally, $1 million, but whenever you speak to your parents, you have a heart attack.
Well,
wow.
Not talking to my mom.
I think I'm okay with not talking to my parents.
Yeah.
Jesus, the last one kind of,
just like, shot me in the heart.
The funny thing is, the flying monkeys beating the shit out of you and the feeling that you didn't wipe your butt completely kind of go together.
Because you shit yourself.
Because you just got the shit beat out of you.
Oh! God, I want to bring my fun board.
Damn.
Anyways.
Oh, Bordy. I've come came close to having a heart attack once. That wasn't fun. Especially when I got stuck in the hospital in the ER room. My wife left the TV on. A USA Channel marathon of House.
Yeah.
And it was...
Who has House on in the hospital?
Two-part episode where they killed off Wilson's girlfriend with a heart problem.
Oh, no.
And we weren't entirely sure what was going on with me. It was lupus. She had to leave, and the remote control for the television was out of my reach. I couldn't change the channel.
It was lupus, wasn't it?
No, I don't remember what it was.
Because the whole joke of House is, see, everything's lupus. Everything's lupus. It's all lupus. Anyways.
Oh, shit.
$1 million, but...
You know what? I don't generally talk to my dad that often.
Yeah.
So I'm... I'll go with losing one of the 5 senses.
Damn it. Didn't want to watch your parents do it, huh?
The
damn.
You know, you're not very supportive of their new porn career, okay?
I'm fine with that.
coming straight out of California.
I definitely don't want to share that with a friend.
So who was that?
That.
All right. $1 million, but when someone gossips about you. $1 million, but when someone gossips about you.
Yeah.
All right. $1 million, but when someone gossips about you. You have to smell a stranger's ass.
Oh.
Whoa.
So, a stranger around here. Have fun with it.
$1 million, but when someone gossips about you, you are required to use the opposite sex public bathroom for the day.
Hmm.
When someone gossips about you, dragons become real and they fucking hate you.
It's gonna make some shit out of that lane.
When someone gossips about you, a child accuses you of being a molester.
No.
Ouch.
$1 million, but when someone gossips about you, chewing gum is teleported from someone else's mouth into yours.
No.
Okay.
No brainer.
Say, as far as that stranger's ass thing goes,
you know what? You know what? Out of all those things,
or the roundup.
Out of all those things, $1 million. But when someone gossips about you, dragons become real and they fucking hate you. Is that you?
Who's the molester?
Oh my
man!
Dead Cookies was the dragons, and Madman was the molester.
And what was...
What was that, sir?
What was that, sir?
I can't remember.
Ow, okay.
Okay. All right, $1 million, but when you lose a sock...
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What happens?
Oh, no.
I know, right? Oh, no. Alright. Okay. Every time you lose a sock, you have to rub the ghost pepper on your genitals.
Oh, no, no, no!
Oh, thank you.
I'm sure you're gonna stop losing socks, huh?
Yeah!
I'll stop buying socks, I'll quit wearing them.
Hey!
Flip-flops. They're in. You have to... suckle milk directly from the closest mammals.
I'm a mammal.
Alright.
Every
time you lose a sock, you are completed.
You are compelled to eat every sponge you see.
Oh.
Yummy. Interestingly, it says you're compelled. Not that you're going to eat every sponge. Not that you have to eat every sponge.
You're just like...
So,
the sponge look really
I'm pretty
good.
Sure you're probably going to eat it. If you're compelled to eat it, you're going to eat it.
The power of Christ compels you.
I don't know. I mean, you're you get compelled to do a lot
every
of
time you jump out of a
vehicle. The call for the void is always out there, you know?
Yeah. There's a 10% chance the water in your next shower will be diarrhea instead.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
10% is too much.
0.1% is too
first
much.
First of all, why do you dumb motherfuckers turn on the water before you get in the shower?
Yeah, who does that?
No, like,
turn the water on first.
Yeah.
If it's coming out shit,
well,
don't shower for the day.
What?
Come back later, try again.
Yeah. Oh. All right.
I'll check back in with
all the cute animals become lethal, and they all try to murder.
Yeah, but then you'd have to scrub that shit out.
All my cats would try to murder me.
Okay, well, I mean, oh, Larry is already trying to kill you.
Larry,
know that, so.
Larry doesn't count. He's not cute. Larry is. Larry.
I mean, Larry's a.
He's Larry.
Larry's a fucked up cat, so we'll just move on
to
that one.
Larry
anyways.
Needs to be the new angry cat.
He's probably angry.
He already is a grumpy cat.
Alright, God damn you guys.
Yep.
Oh, they want. Where the fuck? I guess the compelled to eat the sponges.
I fucking want to eat sponges, huh?
Well, I'm not going to.
All right. Looks like we're almost out of time, so Uggster will probably be the last round of the game.
Right. $1 million, but whenever you hear an onomatopoeia.
Mm. Which is something that sounds the same
as the sound you're trying to make.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's the word I'm thinking of? Wrong. Sounds the same, looks, but it's spelled differently. Right. That's not like that. Not rhyme. Homophone? No. Anyways, every time you hear an onomatopoeia, blam, blam.
Ba-bam.
Is it just going to be us three? No.
All right.
No, this will be the final round.
All
right. Doesn't matter anyways. Batman wins the game. Batman.
Getting close.
Okay, here we go. All right. Wasting time. All right. $1 million, but whenever you hear an onomatopoeia, everyone treats you like you're an infant.
Fucking rude.
Yeah. Aww, the wheel of the box, yeah.
You get tackled by a professional linebacker.
Damn.
Wow.
Damn. No.
Nope.
Wait, just. Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. You're suddenly injected with a shitload of adrenaline.
Oh. Alright, so apparently onomatopoeias get you pumped. Alright.
Yeah. $1 million, but whenever you hear an onomatopoeia, you must eat an entire pound of bacon covered in melted cheese and butter. I am fucking down.
Oh, that's fucking so real. I mean, that is heart attack waiting to happen. God damn.
I don't even know if I should read this last card.
Either. Just read it just because, but still.
You should it. You should it.
I really don't have to.
Read it.
$1 million, but whenever you hear an onomatopoeia, you become the number one suspect in a murder. No, fuck that.
What? Why would you? What?
In a murder case. No, fuck that. I mean bacon, motherfucker. Yeah,
right, Matt, man. Well, all right, let's tally up the cards.
Hit me right here, my man, bro.
Me and Connor tied for second place. Well, okay, so Uggs is at last with 2. Me and Dead Cookies are tied at second place with 3 cards. And
6.
Matt Man stole the show with 6 cards. Good Lord.
I'm sad right. I didn't use this one.
Well,
get it.
You get a bucket. Anyways, thank you guys for everybody that stuck through to the end of this podcast. This was a fun little podcast.
Yep.
We'll have to do more game nights. It's actually a lot of fun.
Thank you.
At some point, I really want to try doing a D&D night sometime. But
I mean, we definitely just got to get a bigger.
We're going to eventually. Anyways. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you guys have a lovely night.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Have a good night.
Laters.
Bye.